Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I am back in the saddle again. If you like Aerosmith, you know what I'm talking about. We got back from Rebel Capitalists Live over the weekend, and my goodness gracious, was it an incredible event. I'll be talking about it more in the videos to come over this week, but I wore my t-shirt today to remind myself to tell you guys that if you want to sign up for the next Rebel Capital Live, it'll be in Miami in June. And Gene, who's my digital marketing guy, has an early bird special. You can check that out at rebelcapitalistlive.com. Boy, I'll give you more details throughout the week. But the last speaker we had that kind of closed out the event was Dr. Ron Paul. Wow. Man, you just had to be there. But I was introducing each of the speakers myself, so I was kind of the MC. And I'll never forget it when I just started to introduce Ron Paul. Just as he wasn't even at the stage yet. He was just walking up to the stage. All 700 people in the ballroom stood up and not applauding, but they're literally cheering. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It just made the hair on my arms stand up, and man, it was just such a special moment. But let's get into today's, or the first story of the day. I want to go to California. Well, not literally. I want to stay as far away from California as I possibly can, although I've got to go there this weekend, just for a day or two. But for the news, let's go to California. And this is just a short story I wanted to bring to your attention because I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, but this just further shows how none of these mandates are about safety, health, or quote-unquote science. And if you do have friends out there that are on the fence, your friends and family member Freds, let's say, and they're like, well, I kind of get the mandates. It kind of makes sense because they use those one word phrases or those the one word descriptions that we talk about on this channel all the time. Well, this thing is dangerous. Well, this is safe and effective. So why not just make it mandatory? That's basically the extent of their analysis. But for those individuals who just believe the government is benevolent in this circumstance, and well, we should just, they might screw up here and there, but they do have good intentions. You need to share with them this story. And this is just on BeckerHospitalReview.com. But if you just Google this story, you'll see several articles pop up. So California, now let me preface by saying that California, Gavin Newsom came out and made it mandatory for healthcare workers to have the medicine. So what does that mean? If you don't have the medicine, then you're fired. So what they're saying right there is these people that don't have the medicine are dangerous. Their words, not mine. They're dangerous to the patients. In fact, they're so dangerous that we cannot allow them to see patients. We need to fire them. We need to exile them. We need to get them out of the healthcare system altogether. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. But now they're coming out and saying, well, wait a minute here. We actually have some shortages. We have labor shortages. And in fact, now it's affecting the capacity in the healthcare system. Why? Because you just don't have enough doctors and nurses to see the patients. Shocker, right? When you fire 20% of the staff, should it be any surprise that you don't have enough staff moving forward? But here's their quote-unquote solution. The California Department of Public Health temporarily revised its guidelines to allow healthcare workers who test positive for the cervasis sickness and are asymptomatic to return to work immediately without isolation or testing. I'm sure you see what's happening, but just to make sure everyone's on the same page, they're saying that if you do not have the medicine and do not have the cervasis sickness, you cannot see patients. You're not fit to see patients. It's way too dangerous. But if you do have the medicine, even if you test positive, the cervasis sickness, the very same day, you can come on in and see all the patients you want to. Cervasis sickness patients, cancer patients, heart attack, immunocompromised, who cares? Even if you have the cervasis sickness, just as long as you have the medicine. So I mean, when I first read this, I almost fell out of my chair. So this is so insane. Let me reiterate one more time. They're saying that if you don't have the medicine and you do not have the cervasis sickness, you cannot see patients. But if you do have the cervasis sickness, you've got it. The viral load is through the roof. It's transmittable. You can easily give it to patients and coworkers and family members, etc. Then we have no problem in you doing so as long as you have the medicine. So I would encourage you to take this to your friends and say, if they were truly concerned about transmitting the cervasis sickness, would they be doing this? Would they be doing this? How does that make sense to anybody? I mean, you could take this to a five-year-old and it would make absolutely no sense whatsoever. So if you needed more proof, more evidence, I know I'm preaching to the converted, but if you needed more proof or evidence that these mandates have absolutely nothing to do with safety, health, or science, here you go. I would strongly encourage you sharing this with your friends. And when they ask, well, what does this have to do with? Well, great. Now they're taking the first step down that rabbit hole to find the truth. Obviously, the truth here is they're doing this to push a political narrative, because at the end of the day, this gives them more power, more control, and they want to condition you to behave moving forward. That's what this is all about. And the more of these stories that we read in the media, the more proof we have that from the very beginning, that the tinfoil hatters and the conspiracy theorists were just simply stating conspiracy facts. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism,